Greetings, and welcome to Mobivity Holdings Corporation first quarter fiscal 2017 financial results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A question and answer session will follow the formal presentation. If anyone should require operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded. I would now turn the conference over to your host, Mr. Christopher Miners. Thank you, Mr. Miners. You may now begin.
Thank you, and welcome to Mobivity's first quarter fiscal 2017 financial results conference call. We appreciate your interest in our company. In order to be more efficient with your time, we will be reading Mobivity's safe harbor statement following the Q&A session at the end of the call. On the call today is Mobivity's Founder, Chairman, and CEO, Dennis Becker, and myself, Chris Miners, CFO. It is now my pleasure to introduce Dennis Becker. Dennis?
Thanks, Chris, and thanks everyone for joining us on our call today. While we're pleased to report that we continued our year-over-year growth trend for the first fiscal quarter of 2017, we're particularly excited to report positive cash flows from operations. Additionally, our net change in cash for Q1 2017 was also positive, a first for the company without raising capital from external financing sources. Before we go over the details of our financial results, I would like to update everyone on some of our achievements and milestones this past quarter. I'm very pleased to report that the use of our technology continues to scale. We're now touching more than 8 million unique consumers per month, an increase of 56% from the same period last year, and sending nearly 153 million messages per quarter, an increase of nearly 75% versus last year. We've also ingested nearly 2.3 billion point-of-sale transactions into our database to help our customers drive smarter, more personalized marketing messages to consumers. With millions of consumer engagements, coupled with insights gleaned from billions of purchase transactions, we're continuing to prove the efficacy of our technology in pursuit of our mission to digitize the offline industry, which still constitutes more than 90% of our economy. Recall that unlike e-commerce, where through various tracking strategies such as cookies, offline marketers have been challenged to craft their marketing messages in a personal and targeted way that has become common amongst e-commerce brands such as Amazon. In the online world, consumers experience display advertising, such as banner ads and social media posts, and direct marketing, such as email, that is personalized and relevant to their interests and past purchase behavior. This is made possible because the e-commerce marketer has full visibility of the consumer's shopping behavior all the way through the point of purchase, where the full purchase story is captured, resulting in massive amounts of data. This data is then analyzed and applied to drive consumer behavior and increase sales. McKinsey recently reported that this approach to data-activated marketing can boost sales 15% to 20% and significantly improve the ROI on marketing spend across marketing channels. Our mission is to bring data-activated marketing to brick-and-mortar brands, where they can engage consumers through targeted messaging campaigns via printed receipts or mobile messages, and attribute those messages to point-of-sale data, where we can prove whether or not we're increasing consumer frequency and spend. Our unique blend of offline data and digital marketing channels, such as mobile messaging, aligns with the growing number of marketers who are converging their digital and offline worldviews when it comes to thinking about how they allocate their marketing budgets. Gartner's 2015 to 2016 Chief Marketing Officer Spend Survey reported that 98% of CMOs no longer make a clear distinction between marketing online and offline and say the disciplines are merging. About a year ago, I had described an early case study we performed with a major national brand that showed consumers participating in a smart SMS program increased their spend by over 180%. By leveraging purchase data combined with targeted mobile messages to consumers, we were able to almost double the amount of money those customers spent. The study concluded that as the program grew, it could translate to millions of dollars of incremental revenue to the brand and an ROI of several multiples when comparing revenue gains to the cost of licensing our technology. We recently updated this study, and we were elated by the results. we concluded that the brand achieved an ROI of more than 3,500% since launching the program. As exceptional as these results are, we're seeing similar data from other customers. We recently studied another client's program, one that operates in the personal care space, and saw more than a 20 times ROI. Consumers seem to respond to the technology as well. One of our customers, rapidly growing fast casual chain Modern Market, leveraged our smart receipt technology to deliver personalized nutritional messaging on their point of sale receipts, which led to an outpour of positive feedback from consumers on the popular social news website, Reddit.com, yielding tens of thousands of consumer upvotes coupled with thousands of positive consumer comments. Given Reddit is the seventh most visited site on the internet, this amounted to an impressive amount of exposure of our technology. Many of the consumer comments expressed their wish that nutritional information was always available on their receipts. We're also experimenting with another brand where consumers can forward mobile offers to their friends, and in some cases, there are consumers who have referred more than 100 friends to the brand's Smart SMS program. It's our firm belief that our technology has to ultimately deliver a compelling experience to the consumer, and we're very pleased to see situations like these out in the marketplace that confirm we're achieving that. The profound results we're seeing from our technology is attracting a growing commitment from our customers. Our top three customers have either entered into or are requesting long-term, multi-year, guaranteed seven-figure minimum revenue contracts, with some of those agreements including prepayments on minimum contract fees. Keep in mind that last year, Mobivity did not have a single contract in place with seven-figure minimum guarantees. By obtaining prepayments on minimum contract fees upon execution, we are able to contribute toward the funding of our operational working capital requirements and avoid being subject to extended payment terms ranging from 90 to 120 days for large enterprise contracts. I'd like to wrap up by touching on a couple of exciting developments on the new customer front. As mentioned before, we're well along our way with new brands such as Red Lobster, Honey Baked Ham, and Marco's Pizza, along with increasing traction with Regis and Fantastic Sam's. These customer engagements now have our product operating beyond the QSR space and into new verticals such as casual dining and personal care. I'm excited to report that we're closing in on a beachhead into another vertical, the convenience store segment, with negotiations to launch a trial in more than 1,000 convenience stores across the United States. We've also attracted a handful of opportunities with very large channel partners, including a major beverage brand, where we're exploring large-scale reseller and/or partner sales opportunities. With the right partnership structure and increasing interest from key players already serving our target vertical markets, we believe a healthy mix of direct and indirect sales and marketing tactics could accelerate our growth. I will now turn the call over to Chris for a more detailed review of our financial results, and then I will come back for a few summary comments. Chris?
Thanks, Dennis. For the company's fiscal quarter ended March 31, 2017, Mobivity recorded revenues of $2.1 million, a 15% increase over the prior year. This improvement is attributed to continuing growth in our revenues contracted with large enterprise customers. Net cash generated from operating activities increased to $237,000 in Q1 2017, a 155% turnaround as compared to a $428,000 use of cash in Q1 2016. Net change in cash for the quarter ended March 31, 2017 was a positive $18,000, the first positive net change in cash in the company's history without financing from external sources. Cash and cash equivalents totaled $2.2 million as of March 31, 2017. Gross margin was 74% in Q1 2017 as compared to 78% in Q1 2016. The decrease in gross margin is principally due to higher SMS and application costs as they relate to the increase in revenues. General and administrative expenses decreased $47,000 or 4% during the first quarter of 2017 compared to the same period in 2016. The decrease in general and administrative expenses was primarily due to decreases in personnel expenses and share-based compensation expenses. Sales and marketing expenses decreased $40,000, or 3%, during Q1 2017 compared to the same period in 2016. The decrease was primarily due to lower share-based compensation expense. Engineering, research, and development expenses increased $240,000, or 69%, during the 3 months ended March 31, 2017, compared to the same period in 2016. The increase was primarily due to an increase in personnel-related costs as compared to 2016 to support the company's growth. Operating loss for the first quarter of 2017 was $1.3 million compared to $1.4 million in the corresponding period in the prior year. Comprehensive loss for Q1 2017 was $0.04 per diluted share compared to $1.4 million or $0.05 per diluted share in Q1 2016. Non-GAAP adjusted net loss, a non-GAAP metric, was $920,000 for Q1 2017 compared to $794,000 loss in Q1 2016. I would now like to turn the call back over to Dennis for his closing remarks. Dennis?
Thanks, Chris. The first quarter of 2017 is off to a very good start for Mobivity, and we look to maintain this momentum throughout the remainder of this fiscal year. With a robust and growing sales pipeline, good partnership opportunities and product offerings that demonstrate significantly repeatable return on investment, Mobivity is poised to capitalize on our market-leading position. Additionally, through fundamental balance sheet management and strong cost controls over cash used in operations, coupled with increasing term commitments and favorable payment terms from key customers, we look forward to continued improvements in cash flow as we grow revenue. We appreciate your continued interest in our company and look forward to sharing our ongoing progress with you. Operator, you can now open up for questions.
Thank you. We will now be conducting a question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. A confirmation tone will indicate your line is in the question queue. You may press star 2 if you would like to remove your question from the queue. For participants using speaker equipment, it may be necessary to pick up your handset before pressing the star keys. Again, that'll be star 1 if you would like to ask a question. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, please press star 1 now if you would like to ask a question. Okay, gentlemen, it appears we have no questions at this time, so I would like to turn the conference back over to management for their closing remarks.
Thank you. I'd like to thank you all for your time on today's call and your interest in Mobivity. Before we close, I'd like to read our safe harbor statement. On this call, management personnel's prepared remarks contained forward-looking statements which are subject to risks and uncertainties, and management made additional forward-looking statements during the Q&A session. Therefore, the company claims protection of the safe harbor for forward-looking statements that is contained in the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Actual results could differ materially from those contemplated by our forward-looking statements as a result of certain factors, and not limited to general economic and business conditions, competitive factors, changes in business strategy, or development of our plans, the ability to attract or retain qualified personnel, and changes in the legal and regulatory requirements. In addition, any projections as to the company's future performance represent management's estimates as of today, May 16, 2017. Mobivity assumes no obligation to update these projections in the future as market conditions change. The company has filed its 10-K with the SEC on March 31, 2017, and also issued a press release announcing financial results for the fiscal year 2016. Participants on the call who may not have already done so may wish to look at these documents as they provide a summary of the results discussed on this call. Today's call may include non-GAAP financial measures, which require a reconciliation to the most directly comparable financial measures which are calculated and presented in accordance with GAAP and can be found in this week's press release, which is also available at Mobivity.com. This concludes Mobivity's first fiscal quarter 2017 financial results conference call. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this does conclude today's teleconference. You may disconnect your lines at this time, and thank you for your participation.